Hello friends, welcome to this episode. Okay, in this episode, I wanna talk about the summary of the main lecture of lesson 3. My goodness, this lesson is very, very great and important, okay? I will tell you a few moments later. This lesson is very great, my goodness. Okay, so let's talk about it. You know, in this lesson, I mean lesson 3, and the previous lesson, lesson 2, in these two lessons, A.J. Hook talked about emotional mastery. How you become master of your emotions. Of course, you know, in other words, emotional mastery is controlling your mind. Emotional mastery, in other words, becomes controlling your mind. Okay? So, in the lesson 2, in the previous lesson, he talked about two ways of emotional mastery. The first one, he talked about it. In the same lesson too, that was physiology. Shoulders back, head up, chest up, eyes up, big, stupid smile, and deep breath, moving your body, okay? These are the summary of the first part, okay? Emotional mastery is first part, okay? Physiology, okay? These exercises, such as shoulders back, head up, chest up, eyes up, big, stupid smile, and deep breath, and moving your body. Okay, these are part of the first part of emotional mastery. Oh my goodness, it become very complicated. Yeah. So emotional mastery has two parts. The first one is changing our physiology. And the next part that he talked about it in this lesson, lesson 3, is a mental focus. So, if we want to become masters of our emotions, we should observe these two things. The first one is our physiology, and the next one is our mental focus. Okay. So, in lesson 3, he talked about mental focus. In fact, the second part of emotional mastery. Okay? Mental focus. Okay. A.J. Hook, in general, said you should feel great by focusing on positive things. Okay? So, in this part, mental focus, we have what to do's and also what not to do's, okay? And yeah, we have what to do's and what not to do's. Let's start with what not to do's, with negative, okay? We shouldn't focus on some things, such as, I will tell you. Okay, we shouldn't focus on these things. The first one is our past. A.J. Hook said, some students came to me and say, A.J., I had a bad experience about English in my school. Our teacher was very bad. He was terrible. I don't know. Something like that. Okay? He says, you shouldn't focus on the past. As Tony Robbins says, past doesn't equal the future. Your past doesn't equal your future, okay? So, the first one is not focusing on the past, okay? We are talking about what not to do. We shouldn't do these things, okay? The first one is not focusing on the past, okay? This is okay? Okay. The next one is not focusing on the process. For example, we think about learning English and we say, oh my goodness, I should learn at least 20,000 words. My goodness, this is very hard. And if we think about the process of something, it doesn't matter what it is. It can be learning English. It can be going into your business. Going to business is an idiom. It means start a business, okay? It can be learning swimming, it can be, I don't know, learn how to ride and so many things, how to drive and so many things, okay? It doesn't matter. When you focus, my goodness, this is very important. When you focus on the process, you lose your motivation, you kill your motivation because you think that is very hard. And you're right, this is very hard. You should do so many works. So it has a very few probability that you do that thing. Okay? So the thing is, you shouldn't focus on the process. Okay. You should focus on something, okay? You should focus on the step you should take. Okay, I will tell this a few moments later, okay? So, we learned that we should not focus on some things, such as our past about that issue. It can be learning English, it can be driving, it can be running business, it can be anything, okay? We shouldn't focus on the past. Of course, even if it is very bad experience, okay? So, the first one is not focusing on our past. The next one is not focusing on the process that we should take, okay? This is very great. It goes behind. The next one is what to do. Right now, we are going to talk about what to do. We talked about what not to do. And right now, we are going to talk about what to do. Okay, you should not focus on some things. Okay, what should you focus on? What should you focus on? What should we focus on? Okay. The first one is the next step. You know, AJ Hook said don't focus on the steps you should take. And to tell you the truth, I don't agree with him. Because I say, we should break those steps. We should break those steps into little steps, okay? So at least we should do something, okay? We should take a very little step. So AJ Hook said don't focus on the steps, but I don't agree with him. And in my own experience, I say we should focus on the very little steps, okay? So we should focus on some things. The first one is the next little step. The next little is very great. It's very important. The next little step. For example, these speeches apply to many things, to many issues. Okay. For example, you want to build your own website. For example, you have this ability. You can, by WordPress or by coding, you can build your website. We say in this example, don't focus on the process. Oh my goodness, I should design header, I should design footer, I should design, many things. We say don't focus on the process. Okay, right now I should focus on something. What? What should I focus on? Focus on the next little step. On the next little step. On the next little step. Not the whole process, just the next little step. In this example, for example, designing your website, you just say to yourself, okay, I don't want to make the whole website. No, I just want to design the header. It's very easy. I just want to, design, lists of my website. Okay? For example, when you do this work, then you focus on the next little step. For example, you say, okay, I designed header, and right now I want to just designing footer. Okay, so. I gave you example to understand better, okay? Of course, I myself learn better when I'm teaching these things. And to tell you the truth, I love to teach. I love to talk about these things. Because these things have changed my life. Anyway, so we said we should focus on some things. The first one is the next little step. I told you this, that AJ Hook said, don't focus on the steps. But I don't agree with him, and I say, just focus on the next little step. This is the key point, on the next little step. Okay, I understood that I should focus on the next little step. This is the first one. The next one that we should focus on is the end of something. For example, you know, in success books, these are called summit of the mountain. The summit of the mountain. They say, look at the summit of the mountain. You should visualize, you should imagine, you should conceive the end result. Yeah, the end result. You should imagine, you should visualize the end result. Okay? For example, you think with yourself, okay, if I learn English, yeah, my goodness, I will speak very great, and I can have many friends and something like that, okay? And you should imagine this, you should visualize this very clearly. You know, this is very key point, this is very important. You should imagine, we should visualize very clearly, very vividly, okay? This is very great. And then the important point is we should feel it. For example, when you're thinking about this, for example, when I learn English, I can speak very fluently and blah, blah, blah. Okay, you should feel this, not just thinking, okay, what should happen and something like that. Okay, what will happen and something like that. No, you should feel it and you become excited. My goodness, this is very great. Okay, you should become excited by thinking, by imagining, by visualizing. Okay, this is very important, not just lonely think about it. Okay, you should feel it. My goodness. Yeah. The second thing we should focus on is the end result. Okay, the final result. Okay, you should, and I told you, there are two key points about this this part, visualizing, okay? You should visualize clearly, this is the first point, and the next point is you should visualize or imagine so that you can feel it. Okay, you become more excited, you become happy by thinking, by imagining, by visualizing. Okay, these are two key points of this part, second part. Okay, so right now we're talking about what to do's, what should we focus on, what we should focus on. Okay, we're talking about this, what we should focus on. I told you, the first one is The next little step, this is the first one. The second one is the end result that I told you you should imagine clearly and you should feel it, and you know, so that you can reach to peak emotional state. This is the second one. Okay, the first one is the next little step. We should focus on these things. The next little step. This is the first one. The next one is the end result. Okay? And then there is another part. The next part in what to do, what we should focus on, is the reasons, the purpose. We should ask this question, why do I want to reach that goal? For example, my goal is, my target is to speak like a native speakers, okay? This is my goal. Okay, I know I should focus on the next little step. For example, I say, okay, for my target, I should study this book. On the next little step, I should do this, I should do that. Okay, I focus on the next little step. Okay, I observe this. The next one I told is imagining the end result. Okay, I'm imagining with myself, oh my goodness, I'm speaking very great, very fluently, very powerfully, and something like that. I do this. And the next part that is very important is the reason, the purpose. Why do you want to reach that goal? Why? We should focus on the benefits. On the benefits. Excuse me. We should focus on the. My goodness, what was that? And we should focus on the benefits of that target. For example, we should make a list of the benefits of reaching that goal. For example, I write it down in my notebook. And say, for example, if I learn English, if I, for example, learn how to speak effortlessly and powerfully, then I will have more confidence. I will, I don't know, get more respects. I will get, I don't know, so many things. I can have, good experiences in travels and so many things, okay? That is it. So let's review the things I talked about. My goodness, I tell this another one more time. If we become our masters of our emotions, we should do two things. We should observe two things. The first one is our physiology, and the next one is our mental focus. Okay, in the first part, physiology, changing our physiology, I told you, okay, shoulders back, head up, chest up, eyes up, big stupid smile and deep breath and moving your body, okay, this is for first part. The next part is mental focus. We have what to do and what not to do. We should focus on something and also we should not focus on some things. At first, I told you about what not to do. I told two things. We should not focus on the past, And the next one is not focusing on the whole process. My goodness, I should build header, I should build footer, I should build, I don't know, about me page, I should build a contact page and so many things. You shouldn't, my goodness, you shouldn't think about the whole process, okay? So we should not focus on two things, our past and the process of that thing, the whole process of that thing. It can be learning English, it can be going into business, it can be driving, it can be anything we want, okay? So we should not focus on these things, our past and the whole process. The next part is we should focus on some things, okay? What should we focus on? The first one is the next little step. The next little step, okay? This is the first one. The next one is the end result. You should visualize, you should imagine. And in this part, we have two main key points, okay? The first one is you should imagine clearly. And the next one is you should feel it, okay? You can, you should imagine in a very powerful way so that you can become excited, okay? These are two key points of this part. The first part, or the first one is focusing on the next little step. The second one is focusing on the end result, okay? Imagining and visualizing. And the third and final one is the purpose, the reason why you want, why do you want that goal, okay? Why you say your reasons, okay? These are two my goodness, my mom is calling me. My goodness, don't call me. I'm recording voice. Yeah. This is my mother. My mother distract me. This is the summary of the lesson 3. That is it. My mother calls me and yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening and goodbye until the next lesson. Goodbye for now.